Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes his G7 Italy visit, says he presented India's perspective at the world stage. International Peace Conference for Ukraine to take place in Switzerland today. 8 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar division of Chhattisgarh. In Sikkim, incessant heavy rainfall causes multiple landslides in northern part of the state. More than 1,200 tourists still stranded. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India to lock horns with Canada in the last group stage match in Florida this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's return to New Delhi this morning after concluding his day-long visit to Italy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described the visit as productive and said it was an important G7 summit where he presented India's perspective at the world stage. He highlighted that the discussions were held with world leaders on various subjects. He further expressed a shared commitment to create impactful solutions that benefit the global community and create a better world for future generations. Ministry of External Affairs said this view saw fruitful dialogues on key global issues under the G7 platform and the deepening of India's partnership with countries participating in the summit. During his visit, the Prime Minister attended the G7 summit and held bilaterals with several world leaders, including his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Addressing the outreach session at the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy yesterday, Mr. Modi elaborated on India's energy transition pathway, noting that his approach was based on availability, accessibility, affordability and acceptability. In the run-up to the 10th edition of the International Yoga Day on the 21st of June, Prime Minister Modi today shared a video clip of Ardh Chakrasana, or the half-wheel posture, on social media platform X. Sharing the video, the Prime Minister urged people to practice the posture for a healthy heart and improve blood flow. In Switzerland, an international conference aiming to lay the groundwork for a peace process in the Ukraine war will take place at the Birkenstock Resort on Lake Lausanne today. Prime Ministers and other high-ranking representatives from around 100 countries, as well as from international organizations, are expected to attend the conference. They will discuss issues ranging from grain exports from Ukraine, the safety of the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, and humanitarian issues including prison exchanges. The two-day conference primarily aims to mobilize international support for Ukraine, including from countries that are friendly to Russia. Russia has not been invited to the summit. The Swiss government said that there was no invitation because Russia had no intention of attending. In response, Russia described a peace summit without its involvement as futile. India is the only South Asian country that will attend the peace summit, according to a list of participating states released by the organizers. India will be represented by Pawan Kapoor, Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs. At least 8 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar division of Chhattisgarh today. 2 security personnel have also been injured in the exchange of fire. A joint team of ITBP, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force had launched a search on the basis of inputs regarding the presence of Maoists in Abujmar area of Bastar Division. An encounter took place this morning. The search operation is still going on in the area. Detailed information about the incident is awaited. As the first parliamentary session of the 18th Lok Sabha is set to begin from the 24th of this month, the Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said that government is positively looking forward to work together with all the political parties and members to run the parliament smoothly. Highlighting the importance of the first session, Mr. Rijiju said,
The first session is customary to have the oath for the newly elected members and election of the Speaker of Lok Sabha and then President's address to both the houses of the Parliament. My appeal to all the political parties to jointly work together as Team India. We have to work for our country and with the guidance of the Honorable Chairman of Rajya Sabha and Honorable Speaker of the Lok Sabha and with the guidance of Honorable Prime Minister, we will work very cohesively in a coordinated manner.
Our correspondent reports that the first session of Rajya Sabha after the 18 Lok Sabha elections will commence on the 27th of this month. The sessions of both houses will conclude on the 3rd of July. Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, today asked the newly commissioned flying officers to adapt new technologies, especially in cyber sector, and effectively use their expertise to win wars. Addressing them after the combined graduation parade at the Air Force Academy, Dundigal near Hyderabad, the Chief of the Air Staff said the modern warfare is no longer physical and it became a dynamic one where cyber technology play a crucial role. The Chief of the Air Staff has presented wings and President's Commission to about 200 flight cadets of flying and ground duty branches who completed the pre-commissioned training. This is Akashvani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide, providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers account on 18 June under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana. Mr. Chauhan said that he has written a letter to all Chief Minister to join the Prime Minister's event on the 18th of June. He highlighted that after assuming charge as Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister, he is discussing and working on every important issue related to the welfare of farmers with officials of the ministry.
कार्यभार संभालते ही मैं कृषि और ग्रामीण विकास मंत्रालय में ही सवेरे से लेकर देर रात तक रहा हूं और सारी चीजों का गहराई से अध्ययन कर रहा हूं और प्रधानमंत्री जी ने जो 100 दिन की कार्य योजना बनाने का दायित्व हर एक विभाग को सौंपा था हमने 100 दिन की कार्य योजना की भी समीक्षा की है और उसको जल्दी हम जारी करेंगे और अब तक लगभग 11 करोड़ किसानों को 3 लाख करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा की राशि किसान सम्मान निधि के रूप में दी जा चुकी है.
The Delhi High Court has directed Sunita Kejriwal, wife of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and 5 others to remove the video of court proceedings they posted on social media. The video showed her husband addressing the Rouse Avenue Court on the 28th of March after his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, in connection with the alleged Leka policy scam. Division Bench of Justice Nina Bansal Krishna and Justice Amit Sharma issued the notice on a public interest litigation, PIL, against Sunita Kejriwal and others for allegedly violating the video conferencing rules. Incessant rains over the past 4 days have wreaked havoc in North Sikkim. The unprecedented heavy rainfall has caused multiple landslides and breaches on roads leading to North Sikkim, including Dikchu Sanklang Tung, Mangan Sanklang, Singtam Rangrang and Rangrang Tung. These events have severely disrupted connectivity, stranding approximately 1,200 to 1,500 tourists in the region. The situation worsened with the collapse of the newly constructed suspension bridge at Sanklang, which was a critical link for the Zangu region and North Sikkim. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast that extremely heavy rainfall will continue to batter sub-Himalayan West Bengal and northeastern part of the country for the next 4 days. The IMD said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is likely to occur over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. Meanwhile, Meghalaya and Assam are likely to witness similar weather conditions till the 18th of this month. The weather department also forecasts that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to persist over northern parts of India to the next 4 days. Two women died when a wall portion of a three-story structure collapsed in Wadala near Mumbai last night. As per the BMC's disaster management cell, a wall of the second and third floor partially collapsed around 9:30 p.m. in the Antop Hill area of Wadala. The 18th edition of the Mumbai International Film Festival, MIFF 2024, will be inaugurated in Mumbai today. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, is going to be present for the opening ceremony. Interestingly, parallel screenings will also be held in Delhi, Kolkata, Pune and Chennai, broadening the festival's reach to audiences across the country. These four cities will also witness dazzling red carpet events. 314 films from 59 countries in 61 languages, 8 world premieres, 5 international premieres, 18 Asia premieres and 21 India premieres are going to be screened as part of MIFF this year. Addressing a curtain raiser press conference in Mumbai yesterday, Secretary, Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Mr. Sanjay Jaju, said that the objective of the 6-day film festival is not just to promote cinema, but to reflect upon topical and socio-economic issues and to guide policy makers towards solutions. Sahitya Academy today announced Sahitya Academy Bal Sahitya Puruskar 2024 and Sahitya Academy Yuva Puruskar 2024 in New Delhi. A total of 24 writers have been selected for the Sahitya Academy Bal Sahitya Puruskar 2024 and 23 writers for Sahitya Academy Yuva Puruskar 2024. In a statement, Sahitya Academy informed that an amount of 50,000 rupees along with an engraved copper plaque will be awarded to all selected writers. Over 20 lakh people from across the world, including India, are performing Hajj in Saudi Arabia today. Marking the beginning of the 5-day pilgrimage yesterday, Hajj pilgrims spent the night at Mina. They are now converging at plains of Arafat for the main ritual of Hajj, reciting prayers. They will spend the day there praying and asking for God's forgiveness. The pilgrims will listen the Khutbah-e-Hajj or Hajj sermon at Nimra Mosque and offer midday and afternoon prayers together before leaving for Muzdalifah in the evening. The pilgrims will return to Mina tomorrow morning for ritual of animal sacrifice and the symbolic stoning of the devil. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, India will take on Canada in the last group stage match at the Central Broward Park Stadium in Florida this evening. We have a report.
The inaugural champions, India, have already secured a spot in the Super 8 from Group A. The men in blue have displayed consistent strength throughout the tournament thanks to the batting unit led by skipper Rohit Sharma and the formidable bowling attack spearheaded by Jasprit Bumrah. They defeated Ireland, Pakistan and the USA in their previous matches. On the other hand, Canada, having won one match and lost two, aims to gain valuable experience and exposure at this level of competition. The match is merely a formality as USA also advanced to the Super 8 from Group A after their match against Ireland was washed out due to rain last night. Meanwhile, defending champions England is set to face Namibia at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua later in the day. A victory in the match is imperative for England to secure a spot in the Super 8. Shefali Singh, Sports Desk, Akashvani, Delhi.
In tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Andre Bejemen of Germany have advanced to the men's doubles finals of the ATP Challenger Tournament in Perugia, Italy. The Indo-German duo will take on the top-seeded Miguel Angel Reyes Varela of Mexico and Guido Androzzi of Argentina in the final this evening. Another Indian star, Sumit Nagal, has advanced to the semi-finals in the men's singles of the tournament. Sumit defeated Marc Kasnikowski of Poland 6-4-7-5 in the quarterfinals in Perugia yesterday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes his G7 Italy visit, says he presented India's perspective at the world stage. International Peace Conference for Ukraine to take place in Switzerland today. 8 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh. In Sikkim, incessant heavy rainfall causes multiple landslides in northern parts of the state. More than 1,200 tourists still stranded. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India to lock horns with Canada in the last group stage match in Florida this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.